Okay, before going to straight to the projected gradient, let me recall you the generic scheme of a method of feasible directions. Okay? So a couple of minutes just to recall. So we knew that the stationarity conditions could be written this way. Okay. So the idea of the method, of the generic method, is the following. Okay. I check if this is true. If this is not true, there must be some xk bar in capital X such that the scalar product is negative. Well, so the new point xk plus 1 will be xk plus tk times xk bar minus xk. Oh, sorry. This is okay. Okay. If this is true, the point satisfies the optimality condition, the necessary optimality condition, so I stop. Otherwise, this must be true. This must be true for some x bar k, and I move along this direction, which is a descent direction, of a set tk. Tk has to be between 0 and 1. In such a way that the new point is feasible as well. And then we choose tk of this form for some gamma between 0 and 1 in such a way that tk satisfies the initial condition. And the way to do this is to check s equal 0, then s equal 1, s equal 2, in such a way that I compute the smallest s for which tk satisfies the initial condition. Okay? This is what we call a generic method of feasible directions. We proved that this property, the scalar product of the gradient with the direction in the limit as k goes to plus infinity is 0. Okay? Which is somehow the opposite of what we wanted in unconstrained gradient methods. Okay? As I was discussing with him a few minutes ago, in gradient methods, we don't want the angle between the gradient and the direction to become orthogonal. Okay? It's one of our requirements. Here it happens. Okay? It always happens, and it will be the key to prove the fact that the methods work. Okay? So, some strange difference. Unconstrained problem, you don't want that to happen. Okay? Constrained problem, that happens, and you're happy with it. We already discussed the first method here. It's the method of the Frank Wolf also known as the conditional gradient method, in which xk bar is chosen in such a way that you minimize this quantity. Okay? We did a lecture a few weeks ago about this. And we proved that it works. Okay? What is not said in this generic scheme? In this generic scheme, you don't say how you check if this is true. Okay? And you don't tell how to find this xk bar point. Okay? Frank Wolf tells you, okay, minimize this quantity. If it is greater or equal than zero, you are done. Otherwise, take the point which gives the minimum value, and you have found you are in the same direction. Okay? That was Frank Wolf's conditional gradient methods. We can use projections to perform this. Okay? You can take, okay, I'm at the current point xk, I take some step s along minus the gradient at the current point, and then if I got outside the visible region of capital X, I project onto it. Okay? And I take this as x bar k. Okay? I do a gradient step, I project, and then this is xk, this is xk plus 1. I do a local, a line search along this segment with the visible. Okay? This is the way in which projection can be used in a feasible direction framework. I have to show you that it works. Okay? So I have to show you essentially two things. First, that this point satisfies this condition. Okay? Otherwise, if xk bar minus xk is not in the same direction, okay, this method doesn't fall in this field. Second, I must explain you how to check if the current point xk is stationary. Okay? And in the end, I will have to show you that the methods actually converge, because in the general scheme the unique property you can prove is this one. So, okay, step by step, I'm going to show you this is in the same direction. How do I show you it is in the same direction? Since I'm doing a projection, FK is any fixed positive step. Okay? Okay, I'm dealing with a projection, so I can use the orange characterization I have there. Okay? So, xk bar is the projection and y is the point. So I take the point, this is y, this is the projection, so y, the point, minus the projection. I have to do the scalar product with... I'm sorry, I didn't notice. This is another notation for scalar product. Okay? So this is... I didn't realize it because I'm giving classes also to math students, and they prefer that type of notation. But it's exactly the same. Okay? So, points, projection, scalar product with x minus projection is less or equal than zero. Okay, as x, let's choose xk. So, we take the characterization with the point, its projection, and x equal xk. And this is true. Okay? Okay, this is also x minus xk transpose x minus xk minus s gradient transpose x k minus xk. Okay? I just took this part first and this part afterwards. Okay? So, this is less or equal than this, but okay. There's something I don't like. Oh, no, okay, that's fine. Now, I can write it, okay, I can switch the sign here, so I have a plus here. Okay? Now, I bring this to, oh, what is this? This is the square of the norm of the vector. Okay? So now, this is less or equal than minus, so, S gradient is less or equal than minus this quantity. S is positive, so I can bring it here. Okay, what did I prove? I proved this, which is not exactly what we wanted. Well, this quantity, there's a minus here, there's a norm here, the square of the norm here. Well, if the two vectors are different, this is positive, so this is negative. So this quantity is negative if xk bar is different from xk. Okay? I almost proved what I wanted. I wanted to show you that this direction is a descent direction. I proved you that it is a descent direction if these two vectors are different. Okay? What does it mean that the two vectors are the same? The two vectors are the same, it means I take the point, I do the gradient step, I project, and I end up in the same point I started from. Okay? Well, I want to show you, if this happens, then the point satisfies the stationarity condition. And so I stop the algorithm. Okay? If I show you this, this is a descent direction, unless the point is stationary. Okay? So, what I want to show you is the following. Let's take the positive step. Then, let's say that the point X star is stationary for our optimization problem. It means that this color product is greater or equal to 0 for X in capital X. If and only if I take the point, I make a gradient step, I take the projection, what I get is the point I started on. Okay? In our case, X star is XK and this is XK star. Okay? So, this proposition tells you how to check stationarity. I do a gradient step, I project. If I end up in the very same point I started from, stop. I am at the stationary point. Otherwise, these two are different, and the direction is in the same direction, a feasible the same direction, so I can take a step satisfying the Hermitian condition along the direction. Okay? So, this is telling you that projection can be exploited in this type of methods which are based on physical directions. I have to show you the property, the proof of the property. The proof of the property is once again the application of this characterization. Okay? All we are using today is just this characterization, which is nothing but optimality conditions. Okay? Why? Let's start, so I give you the proof. Let's start from this. And let's apply the proposition. X star is the projection of this point. This is equivalent to saying, okay, I take the point, so X star minus the grid, X times the grid, I subtract the projection is the point itself, then I take the scalar product with any x minus the projection, and this is less or equal than 0. Okay? So, once again, the orange characterization up there. Now, x star and minus x star cancel. Okay? So I am left with minus x, the gradient, scalar, this, less or equal than 0, I multiply by minus 1, and I get x times the gradient, scalar, x minus x star, is greater or equal than 0 for all x in capital X. X is a positive number, so I can cancel it, and I have proved the proposition. I have proved the proposition. Okay? Because I proved exactly this. So, I can really use projection. Gradient step, then I project, If I end up in the same point, I'm stationary. Okay? I start from xk, I take a step along minus the gradient, I project. If I end up in the same point, this proposition is telling me this is stationary. If the point is different, this computation we have here is telling us that it is at the same direction. So I can take a step along this direction, satisfying the Hermitian rules. Okay? What I know, what I already know, is this property. Is this property here? We proved it when we discussed the spin of physical directions. Now, I want to use this to prove you that the method actually converges to a stationary point. Okay? Because it may happen that I never stop here because it is never true that that I take the point, I do a gradient step, I project, and I end up in the point. Okay? This may not ever happen, okay? Like it may not ever happen in the unconstrained case that the gradient is actually zero. So the method can generate a sequence, an infinite sequence, okay? Because the stopping criterion is never satisfied. Okay? The stopping criterion here is, so if we write this in terms of projections, this is xk is equal to the projection. Okay. This is the stopping criterion, because this green equality is equal to this stationarity condition in white. If it happens, it is optimal. If it doesn't, I can perform it. So, let's suppose that the algorithm generates an infinite sequence of xk points. Okay? It never stops. Now I need almost everything. No, I don't need the stopping thing. I need that as well. Do I need the projection? Characterization? Yes, I need this one as well. I don't know what to cancel. Okay. Let's say that here I write this. Here, so I can use this blackboard. So, my convergence theorem says, okay, I have an assumption. Suppose that our feasible region capital F is a compact set. Then, any cluster point of the sequence xk generated by the projected gradient method is the stationary point for our meaningless. Why do I need compactness? Okay. I will not use compactness in the proof, but I will use the yellow formula, okay? The limit of the scalar product with the gradient in the direction is zero, okay? To prove that formula, we use that X is compact, okay? So since I want to use that formula, I must suppose that X is compact. Or as we discussed some time ago, I can replace compactness by modifying appropriately the method in such a way that directions are always unitary and the sub-level curves are compact. Okay, but when you check back your notes on that lecture, you will find what you can replace compactness with. But, so, for sake of simplicity, let's suppose it is compact. Okay, so I can use that formula. And let's check, and let's make the proof. Once again, okay, I always write in Italian. Dim is short version in Italian for dimostrazione. Okay. Okay. So x bar is a cluster point. Okay. So taking the suitable subsequence, I should say a suitable subsequence KL, which converts to the cluster point, okay? By definition of cluster point. Please allow me to forget about the L, okay? So it's easier to write. This is not the whole sequence, it's the subsequence converging to the cluster point. Okay. Let's compute. How do I do this? Sorry, I always make mistakes here, so let me check it. Okay, in the video. Okay. Let's compute the distance between the projection and the point I start from. Okay? And, well, let's consider the square of it. I would like this distance to be zero. Okay? Because if this is zero, then the point is stationary. Okay? I will make it zero taking k that goes to plus infinity. How do I do this? Well, xk belongs to capital X, so if I project xk on capital X, I get once again xk. Okay? The point xk is in the region, so it coincides with its own projection. But here it is useful because I can write it this way. I can use the proof.
property that the projection is a non-expansive, okay? So this is the unique thing we did not use up to now. Now we use it. Since this is non-expansive, this is less or equal than the distance between this point and this point. And I'm doing the
unit.
But I'm doing always the same mistake in this proof, okay? Because it doesn't work this way.
Okay, now I don't want to do this.
Okay, what do I want to do?
I want to show the... Okay,
sorry.
Erase what I told you. This is XK bar. And this is XK. Okay. So I'm not using this. Sorry? Okay. So we have this.
We have this inequality here, okay? Multiply by minus s, okay? So this quantity is less or equal than minus s, the scalar product between the gradient and this quantity. Okay.
There must be something about this book because I always make it in the wrong way. Now we can apply the yellow formula up there. Okay. This quantity goes to zero. This is constant, so it doesn't matter much. So this is going to zero. Okay. So this quantity, which is greater or equal than zero, is less or equal than the quantity that goes to zero. Okay. So for a well-known result of for sequences, you know that this goes to zero. Okay? So this is between zero and some quantity which depends on k that goes to zero. Okay? As a consequence, the limit for k that goes to plus infinity of the quantity up there exists and it is zero. Okay, I have the square, but if the square is going to zero, it means that also this is going to zero without the square. Okay? For the Italian students, this is the well-known Teorema dei Carabinieri. Okay? So, Carabinieri are an Italian police force, so the theorem means one policeman takes your arm this way, the other takes your arm the other way, and they bring you where they want you to go. Where they want you to go, yeah. Okay? So we have this. And this is good, because now, okay, now I will use a consequence of this. I will not use that it is non-expansive. What is a consequence of this? A consequence of this is that the function, the projection, if you see it as a function, is a continuous function. Okay? Because as y goes, no, as u goes to b, okay, the projection of u goes to the projection of b. Okay? This goes to zero, also this goes to zero. Okay? So this non-expansivity tells you that the projection is a continuous function. Okay? And why? Because here we want to take the limit. Okay? Everything here is continuous. The norm as a function is continuous. The projection is continuous. Okay? The sum, the difference is continuous. So when you take the limit here, you can take the limit of every piece. So the norm, xk goes to x bar. Xk goes to x bar, minus s is constant. The gradient is a continuous function, so this goes to the gradient here. The projection is continuous, so all of this goes to this. Okay? So since it is continuous, everything is continuous, the limit here is this quantity. It is this quantity, and it is also zero. It means that it is zero. Okay? This is the norm of this vector is zero, means that this vector is zero, so it means that x bar is equal to this projection. X bar equal to this projection tells you that x bar is stationary. Okay? So, I'm repeating you this, the scheme of the proof. Okay? You want to check this distance. Okay? You would like it to be zero. It won't be zero, but I'm showing you that it is zero in the limit. Okay? How do I do it? I exploit this formula that gives us the descent direction. Okay? I do this. I apply the result we proved a few weeks ago, this yellow formula, and I have that this is greater or equal to zero and less or equal than something that goes to zero, so it goes to zero. Okay? So the limit is zero. By continuity, this limit is this quantity. This quantity is the norm of a vector, so it has to be the zero vector. This point has to be equal to this projection. Thanks to what we proved earlier, the fact that the point is equal to the projection of that type means that the point is stationary. Okay, and the proof is over. Okay, so now you have an abstract scheme for methods of feasible directions. Okay, you check somehow if a point is stationary. If it is not, you find a feasible direction, which is also a descent direction, and you take a step along that direction through the Hermitian procedure. Okay? Two ways to perform this. The Frank-Wolf conditional gradient method that we have seen a few weeks ago, in which you minimize this quantity and you perform the two steps together. Or what we have seen today, you take, where is it? It's no longer here, so, or what we did today, you take here we take xk bar as the projection of a gradient step. Okay. We are showing how to check if this is a stationary point, if the projection is the point itself. Otherwise, we prove that the direction is a descent direction. Okay. And thanks to this general property, that the algorithm has the usual convergence property. Okay, that cluster points are stationary. You could ask me a question. Why do I need to make the Armitage procedure? Okay, I could, for instance, do something similar. I am in the region. I'm at a current point. I take a gradient step. I project. And then I do another gradient step. Okay? Without doing the Hermitian line search in this segment. Okay? And I can go on. Okay? Which is simply taking here tk always equal to 1, because if tk is equal to 1, the new point is x bar. Okay? Well, this is no longer a method which falls in our scheme, because to prove the yellow property, we need the Hermitian procedure. Okay? So, this is something different, okay? Under suitable assumption on the gradient and on the step S, okay, you can prove that this method converges to. Okay? The proofs require some calculus machinery. Okay, so we don't face it. We don't do it. I simply tell you this because when I ask students this question, tell us the projected gradient method. Okay, what they generally describe us is this one. Okay, so. You should answer a different way. Which projected gradient method do you want? Feasible direction, okay, or this other one, in which you don't perform the line search, okay? Obviously, my answer will be the feasible direction because we did not discuss this, okay? But many students forget about this and just do this. And they don't manage to move on, okay? Because here you don't use the tools of today's lecture. You use different tools, okay? In the lecture notes you have the statement of the convergence result, but not the proof. Okay, so this is it for this type of methods. On Thursday morning, I will show you some examples on the computer of these methods and some applications that can be solved through these methods. Okay, so Thursday we have a break from theory, okay, and we just have a look at some applications, which might be even more interesting.